just heard Sidney Bechet's Blue Horizon, the theme song of my program. I'm Eric Offner. The name of the show is Eric's Sounds of Jazz. And today, we are going to feature jazz piano, all solo piano. All records start in 1921 and end in the early 1940s, with the exception of the final recording in the 50s. My first illustration goes back to U.B. Blake. It's a transition piece from ragtime to jazz. And in 1921, U.B. Blake recorded Charleston Rag, which he wrote in 1899. Charleston Rag was put out as a name, The Sounds of Africa, but everyone refers to it as Charleston Rag, and U.B. Blake played it until he was 100 years young. He died in 1983. In that same year, 1921, the Stride pianist James P. Johnson recorded Carolina Shout. Carolina Shout was the most famous number played in cutting contests. Cutting contests were played where musicians tried to outdo each other, and the showpiece of them all, for pianists at least, was Carolina Shout. I first heard James P. Johnson in the early 40s at Stuyvesant Casino, where he was one of two house pianists. Now we must go to Jelly Roll Morton and the unique stylist who recorded in 1926 the most famous King Porter Stomp. Jelly Roll Morton was extremely successful, and materially he expressed this by owning 40 suits. There is a man today who used to work with Edouard Morrow named Bob Green, who plays all the Jelly Roll Morton songs, and he can tell you all about the great Jelly Roll Morton. Thank you. One of the greatest jazz musicians of all time, I would name him as one of three, Louis Armstrong, Sidney Bechet, and Bix Beiderbecke. Bix was known as a trumpet player. His solo piano, he wrote four pieces for the piano, and he will always be remembered for the one that he's recorded in 1927, In a Mist. The name of the show is Eric's Sounds of Jazz. I'm Eric Affner. Call me at 516-627-4468 or email me at eaffner@optonline.net. Fats Waller was a student of James P. Johnson, who I mentioned before on the Carolina Shout. Fats became more famous than James P. because he was popular. He was a singer. James P. wrote numerous classical pieces, Broadway shows, and was outstanding. Fats Waller had more of a popularity. In the 40s, he was a radio personality. And in 1929, he recorded Handful of Keys in continuing the piano soloists of this program. Thank you. These solo piano players were mostly stride pianists. And if you listen to the left hand, you will recognize a stride pianist, ending now with the Fats Waller tune, Handful of Keys, which we've just heard. Some of you older people, and even younger people, may have seen Fats Waller in the movies. The next superstar of the jazz piano field was Earl Hines. In 1928, he wrote and recorded A Monday Date. A Monday Date is an illustration of a new style. He played trumpet himself, and so he had a trumpet-style piano, and incidentally, A Monday Date turns out to be a great recording with Louis Armstrong. We now turn to Joe Sullivan as a solo jazz pianist. He recorded Little Rock Getaway in 1933. I got to see Joe Sullivan on the stage of Town Hall in the 1940s as part of the Eddie Condon gang. Joe Sullivan wrote Little Rock Getaway in his Barrel House Chicago style. Thank you. from Joe Sullivan. Let's turn the same year, 1933, the first recording of Art Tatum. Let me tell you a little bit about Art Tatum. An African-American, blind. His first recording, which we are going to play, is T for Two. And throughout, he changed the keys of the numbers very frequently. The best description I've heard of Art Tatum by Fats Waller is, God is in the house. And now, let God play T for Two. Art Tatum used to listen to piano rolls or jukeboxes, and the first piano solo he heard, he thought was one pianist. It turned out it was a piano duo, and that's why Art Tatum always sounded as if there were two pianists there. And one of his greatest admirers, a story I heard when I stay at the Beverly Wilshire in Los Angeles, is about Horowitz, who has a Pentagon apartment at the Beverly Wilshire. He had the penthouse. And after his next classical concert, he was going to play T for Two. So he called Art Tatum and said, Mr. Tatum, please come up to the Beverly Wilshire. which Mr. Tatum did. Horowitz asked him to play T for Two. When Art Tatum finished, Horowitz said, "I'll never play jazz after hearing you. Thank you." In 1936, Duke Ellington was in Hollywood. He was used to making movies. We'll play a 1936 medley, Sophisticated Lady and In a Sentimental Mood, both written by Duke Ellington, who was much more famous for the orchestra he led than as a piano soloist. From 1936, we go to 1939 and Willie the Lion Smith, who I heard regularly at Stuyvesant Casino in the 40s. He was the other house pianist with James P. Johnson, who I mentioned before. Willie the Lion always had a cigar in his mouth, and he was just an incredible stride pianist. He also played classical music. He was a mentor to Duke Ellington, and he was frequently seen at Harlem rent party. I used to love to talk to Willie the Lion, who called himself the Jewish Cantor, and I believe I'm right in saying that Willie the Lion loved to talk to a young teenager. Yours truly. And now, Echoes of Spring. Thank you. We have two recordings left, one in the 1940s and one in the 1950s. Joe Bushkin on Commodore Records recorded his number Serenade in Thirds, which has the feeling of Bix's In a Mist. I saw Joe Bushkin in his last performance recently at Birdland. He was at a table, and the Gully Low Jazz Band asked him to join, which he did, and played as I remembered him when I used to hear him in the 40s. Joe Bushkin, Serenade in Thirds. Piano soloists I featured come from a previous era of the 20s and 30s, and Joe Bushkin ends with 40. It's a different feeling than the music I'm about to play to end this program. Even though it was recorded back in the 1950s, it has a very modern sound. It's one of the greats. Earl Garner playing Misty. Thank you. Earl Garner was the composer of Misty, and he was the first jazz artist represented by Sol Hurok. Sol Hurok was the manager of only classical musicians and singers. He loved Earl Garner. In London, I had a chance to thank Sol Hurok for taking on Earl Garner, one of the great jazz pianists of the century. And I did so in the theater on the West End. You've just heard Eric Offner's Sounds of Jazz. Jazz pianists were the feature. They were all solo pianists. And I hope you enjoyed the show. If you like, call me at 516-627-4468 or at eoffner@optonline.net. That's eoffner@optonline.net. I'll walk you off the floor with Sidney Bechet's Blue Horizon. Catch you the next time.